Good afternoon. It's time for us to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting this morning, or today, this afternoon. In attendance, we have three commissioners, Commissioner Jensen, I'm Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, we have Malcolm Nash, Executive Director, Steve Wall is our Clerk Auditor. We'll welcome Casey Jukes, our County Attorney. He typically comes in on his schedule, and so when he comes in, we'll recognize him as being here. We've asked Malcolm to lead us in a prayer and then a pledge. We welcome members of the community here today, so we're glad to have you here.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity we have to meet here and discuss the issues before the commissioners. We are grateful for this country we live in. We are mindful of the conflicts across the world that our country is involved in, and we pray that they'll be resolved quickly and that families can return to their homes and peace can find its way back to those nations and those communities. We pray, bless us with thy spirit, that wise decisions will be made here this day and be guided and directed by thee. We pray in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
So we have a formal agenda that will be taking care of the business today. There was one question you raised.
No offense, but aren't we starting early?
The public hearing is part of our agenda, and at 1:45, then we will stop our commission meeting.
Your
good point, though. So that's actually on our agenda. We have at 1:45 then we will move from our commission meeting into a public hearing. Thank you for that. So with our agenda, first thing we'll take care of is any correspondence or any business. Commissioner Jensen?
I don't have anything today.
Okay. Commissioner Brown?
Just mention a couple of quick things. The water station we've been working on is complete, down to the fairgrounds, ready for use. The handicap platform, the concrete pad and ramp support, we're waiting for the platform and the ramp, and that should happen before the 10th, when they need to start the lighting festival. They promised it would be done and in place. Also, we've started looking at tearing down the old pavilion that you fall through the stage on and replace that. So we're working with Jones at the mill and trying to get that started. So.
Okay. Maybe Malcolm, is there any correspondence that you need to share today? We welcome Casey with us, our county attorney. Are you good with anything you need to bring up then?
Nothing for me.
Okay, thank you. Steve? Just as a matter of business, we have just two items we need to make mention of. We received in our packet notice of intent to file an annexation permit petition. This is from Richfield City, so we have those, and those will be read into the record then, and we'll I guess we'll take care of them. Steve, part of the business we needed to take care of is an IHC charity plan. Are they here to give us that?
I think this was part of their exemption that they didn't have this term.
So we'll just make mention that
they just sent it to their exemption.
Okay, thank you. So in our packet we have the information from the Sevier Valley Hospital on their charitable contributions that qualify them for some of the benefits that they get tax-wise. So we'll make mention of that we've received that in our business as well. Next item on our agenda is to then approve the minutes of our March 9th and March 16th work sessions, and also then the March 9th commission meeting. Any questions on the minutes of those two meetings, or what's your pleasure there?
After reviewing the work session and commission meeting, I'll make a motion to approve both.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
You got the March 16th work session as well.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's what I did, both work sessions and commission meetings.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. With that motion and that second, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving those minutes of the work session and the commission meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those minutes are approved unanimously. Okay, the next item on our agenda is to consider a full-time assistant fire warden funding agreement. And I think this is in our packet for us to review. Is there anybody that could maybe pull out some of the points we need to be considering on this?
This is a standard agreement that we do year to year. I don't think there's anything that's changed.
Okay.
Have you reviewed it, Casey? The fire warden.
I was looking for it.
Here, let me look it down. If he has no concerns, I make motion to approve it.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen this one.
And I'll second that pending Casey's review.
Okay.
Do you guys know where this one came from or who provided it? Did it come to you or to somebody?
It was in our packet. That's all I know. I don't know where it came from.
It probably came from Brian Terry, would be my guess.
Brian Terry.
Yeah, that's correct. Commissioner Brown mentioned this is maybe the standard agreement that we take care of every year, possibly. So,
Commissioner Brown, does this kind of in conformity with what we've done in past years?
What I can tell, yes,
yes.
Okay.
You can keep that, Malcolm.
I haven't had a chance to go through it, so I don't know.
Let me revise my motion.
Okay.
We'll make a motion to approve that pending county attorney's stamp and approval of it.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
So with that motion and second, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving that agreement pending our county attorney's approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. Okay, the next item is to consider an interlocal agreement with Richfield City for the road maintenance. And Wes, you probably could, I think we've had this on our last agenda and we had a couple of questions, and maybe we'll let you just walk us through this one just a little bit too. And so.
Okay. So we just have a local agreement with Richfield City. And we were maintaining Coview Road before. I guess we've seen this, I don't know.
Yeah.
They were, let's see, Coview Road. We were maintaining this within city boundaries, but then we just switched that back to them. So now we're just doing a new local agreement with them so that they will maintain Coview Road and a little portion in the county as well.
Okay.
It's going to be paved in asphalt.
Commissioner Jensen, I met with Richfield City last week on this and another matter. But with regards to this, they're more than comfortable with the arrangement. It works for them.
Okay.
So they didn't have any reason to change it or modify it.
Okay. I think that was the question we had from the last meeting, is what, where they were at on that agreement. And so it sounds like.
For them, it's a balanced trade-off in terms of what we're maintaining, what they're maintaining. So we're fine.
Okay, so the recommendation from the building department, or from the road department, is that we then approve this agreement with Richfield City then, so.
Yep.
Okay, I'd accept a motion to that effect.
I'll make a motion to accept the interlocal agreement with Richfield City and Sevier County.
Okay.
Second.
Then moved and seconded that we then approve this agreement with Richfield City on the road maintenance, the interlocal agreement. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. Thank you, Wes. Okay, moving down our agenda. In as much as it's not 1:45 yet, we're going to wait till 1:45 before we enter into a public hearing. So we're going to move down, I'm just suggesting maybe we move down to the Tourism Advisory Board recommendations. So, okay. Glad to have you here earlier. So, yeah, thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. The Tourism Advisory Board met on March 3rd. You should have that paperwork there in front of you. The big thing that we looked at was adding a chairman to our bylaws and to the board, so that we're able to have those monthly meetings in case my, make sure we're covered on both a chairman and a vice chair. So the board, as they looked at it, they saw the bylaws, had a discussion. They think it's relevant to have a chairman and a vice chair. Jordan Shumway volunteered to be the chairman, and Kevin Arrington volunteered to be the chairman, and Jordan Shumway volunteered to be the vice chairs. So this will be a one-year position, and next January we'll reassess and release them and put in new ones.
And that's the only business you have?
That's really the only business we have. I gave a legislative update at the time we met. That was still happening, and then had some conversations, as you're already aware of, just around the SBC and state tournaments coming in there. So this was the big thing, was just to accept the new wording for the chairman, or for the in the bylaws for the chairman and vice chair.
Okay. So if I'm looking at this, your recommendation that we need to approve would be just the board members then?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bylaws.
Well,
that
we do the bylaws.
That you accept the tourism board's approval of adding a chairman and a vice chair, and the wording. They've approved the wording.
For the,
yes,
for the, so we're
for
taking care of
so
both
those
of those two, those two
yes,
together. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I think any questions for Amy, and then I think that answered a few questions we had then on that. So I'd accept a motion for the approval of those recommendations from the tourism board or advisory board.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Okay, moved and seconded that we approve those recommendations from the tourism advisory board pertaining to the chairman, the vice chairman, and then also their bylaws. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion is approved. Okay. And then we'll let you take care of the next one then.
So next you would want to accept the exact wording, correct, Steve? So this was an acceptance of the recommendations from the board. This is an acceptance of the actual wording.
It's not the same thing.
I wasn't sure. Bart's got it on there both ways, so you tell me. Do I need a motion for them accepted different, or?
Is that the information that's in the bylaws?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would need two.
Okay, just wasn't sure. Wanted to make sure we cover
It's included in the bylaws.
Then we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. You usually have had, or you've had to accept the bylaws.
Sometimes
so
we've done
just
that.
Just a change to the bylaws, so yeah. I didn't know if there needed a full motion to accept those changes.
I think the motion that we had accepted this,
yeah,
the bylaws.
Thank you, parachute.
Yep.
Perfect. Just double check.
Okay, and then Jessica, are you taking the parachute contract there?
So after our last commissioners' meeting, it was requested that I go back to our rodeo committee to verify or to talk to them to let them know about the parachute only being Saturday. They have all been reached out to, and they're all approved.
You did that individually?
Huh?
You must have done that individually. You didn't.
So the rodeo committee, we don't have our next meeting until May, so we had to reach out to them individually, yes, because they're farmers, ranchers, like getting them to commit another meeting for this, they just couldn't make it in their schedules. So they have been reached out, and they know that we're just doing it on Saturday, and they approved it.
Okay.
So
everybody's on board, basically.
Everybody's on board.
Okay.
And they're really excited about bringing back the horse,
mm-hmm,
Revolution Drill to do Friday night to keep it local. So everybody's super excited about bringing them back.
Okay. And that I think that answered your question, is if the skydive people were aware that they're going to be just the one-day contract. So I think we're good there then. So any other questions for Jessica or for Amy on that then? If not, I guess I would accept a motion to then approve this contract with the Skyline Nephi LLC parachute.
So we didn't approve this 2 weeks ago. We just tabled it.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve the demonstration or the agreement with Skyline Nephi LLC.
I second it.
I'll second it. Okay. All those in favor, I'll call for a vote then. All those in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
I'll vote aye, so that there'll be, it will pass a 2-1 vote on that one.
Okay. Did you guys sign this then? You have the contract still?
We have it right here.
Okay.
We have it right here. We'll sign it.
Okay.
Yep.
And we'll get from Steve later.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Back up.
Okay. Okay, so we're on schedule now. I accept a motion to move from a commission meeting to a public hearing.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Move and second that we move from commission meeting to public hearing. All in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously.